Well, hello, and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe, and your English will improve today as we discuss our lesson called The Green Prince. Our lesson is about a real person who has made a big difference in the Middle East. Now, imagine for a moment that you are the son or daughter of the leader of a powerful and influential organization. Now, you serve that organization yourself faithfully for many years. And then one day you realize that what they do is completely wrong. What would you do? The Green Prince is the story of a man named Masab Hassan Youssef, and this is the kind of situation that he was in. We'll learn about a documentary made last year about him, and we'll also learn about what Youssef speaks out about now. So open your magazine, and let's get started.
The Green Prince, Sons of the Middle East. Of the many conflicts in the Middle East, the struggle between Palestinians and Israelis has been one of the fiercest. Many say the two people groups will never be reconciled, but the connection between Palestinian Masab Hassan Youssef and Israeli Gonen Ben Itzak discredits that. In 2010, Youssef's autobiography, Son of Hamas, was released. Last year's documentary, The Green Prince, now brings his story to the screen. Youssef was raised to take his father's place as a leader of the Palestinian group Hamas. But he was caught buying and transporting guns and sent to an Israeli prison at age 17. There he saw the true nature and brutality of Hamas and decided he must do something to save the lives of both his people and Israel's.
Hi, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们来看的是 reconcile 这个动词。Reconcile 是指调解或使和解。例如 ，Andrew tried to reconcile his friends who don't see eye to eye, but he failed. Andrew 试着让他两个想法南辕北辙的朋友和好，但是失败了。Reconcile 也指调和或协调。例如 ，It's not easy to reconcile the demands of work and the desire to be a good mom.要兼顾工作需求又渴望成为好妈妈是件不容易的事。接下来我们看的是 documentary 这个名词，我们看到这个字里面有 document 记录这个动词，所以 documentary 是指纪录片。例如 the documentary records the life of pandas in the wild， 这部纪录片记录猫熊在野外的生活。 documentary 也可以当形容词，意思是指记录的或纪实的。例如 ，This movie won an Oscar for Best Documentary Feature. 这部电影赢得了奥斯卡的最佳纪录片奖。Hey everyone, I'm Rebecca, and today's lesson is a very interesting lesson about the Green Prince. Now, is this prince actually literally green, Gabe?
Well, no. I'm going to explain a little bit about that later.After the break today, so make sure you come back for that. But this is a very interesting title for our lesson, as well as the name of a documentary, the title for a documentary based on true events, The Green Prince.
Well, I think that we should get right into our lesson. We read Sons of the Middle East. And of course, the very first sentence in our lesson, we read of the many conflicts in the Middle East.The struggle between Palestinians and Israelis has been one of the fiercest. I would definitely have to agree with that.
That's true. You've seen a lot about this in the news, and it's gone on for so many years and decades and centuries even, okay? Mm-hmm. We see it's one of the fiercest, and that implies there is violence there, all right?
Exactly.
We read on, many say the two people groups will never be reconciled.
Hmm.
Now, when I think of the word reconciled, I think of reestablishing a close relationship between two people or two groups of people.
Mm-hmm.
I think of maybe Two people hugging like this, they are reconciling. They got into a fight, but now they're becoming friends again.
Exactly. So reconcile just means that two people become friendly again. So you could say, after 5 years of not talking to one another, mother and daughter were finally reconciled. So it's actually a wonderful thing. It was like a miracle.
Well, that happens with a lot of people. They get into a fight and maybe they don't talk for a long time.
Yeah.
Maybe years, but hopefully they can be reconciled. Well, friends, let's continue learning about the Palestinian Mossab Hassan Youssef. And we read about Israeli Gonen Ben Itzhak. Okay? And this story, the reconciliation between these two people, discredits the idea that these groups will never be reconciled, okay? Let's take a look at that word, discredit.
And if something is discredited, at least according to our lesson, this just means to cause someone to doubt something else. So, for example, or basically...
Mm-hmm. You're right, exactly. So, for example, Tommy's family thought he was a poor student, but his test scores discredit that idea. So he did pretty well on his tests. Now maybe his parents will think differently about Tommy.
Now, we just saw this word Ben in the name Israeli Gonen Ben.
Mm-hmm.
What is Ben all about?
What is Ben all about? I believe Steve and Ken have something they would like to share about that. Let's join them now.
Have you ever noticed that certain surnames have a little attachment in front of them? They're called family name prefixes, and they all have meaning. Let's look at a few now, starting with Ben, B-E-N. This prefix is sometimes found in front of Arabic and Hebrew surnames, and it means son of.
So if the name Izak means laughter, the surname Ben Izak means son of laughter.
Many languages have a variant of this son of prefix. The Irish version is the letter O followed by an apostrophe. It means grandson of or the descendant of.
And the Scottish version, Mac, is spelled either M-A-C or M-C. This prefix is found in the well-known Scottish family name MacDonald, which means son of Donald.
Okay, the Italian version of the son of prefix is D-I, but don't confuse it with the D-A prefix, which means from, and indicates the place where a family comes from.
Maybe you've heard of a painter named Leonardo. He came from the town of Vinci in north central Italy.
Of course, Leonardo da Vinci. Okay, the German version of the DE surname prefix is von, V-O-N, while the Dutch version is van, V-A-N.
不知道你可曾注意到某些外国人的姓前面会多出几个字母，这些字母也是他的姓的一部分。其实这是所谓的family name prefix, 姓氏。 字首，而这些字首都含有特别的意义。比如说，大家都熟悉的 McDonald 麦当劳这个姓，前面的 MC 在苏格兰文表示某人之子，所以 McDonald 就表示 Donald 的孩子。另外，像里奥纳多·迪卡皮欧的姓 DiCaprio 前面的 DI 在意大利跟西班牙文也代表某人之子。 阿拉伯文跟希腊文用的是 Ben 这个字首来表示某人之子。另外呢，有很多德国人的姓前面有 Von， 荷兰人很多人的姓前面有 Van， 这都表示 of， 所以 Van Dyke 就表示属于或来自 Dyke 这个地方的人。最后，爱尔兰人的姓前面常常会看到大写的 O 一撇，像 O'Neill、 O'Malley。 这是表示某人的孙子或后裔。这就是今天的 Information Cloud， 我们下次云端见。Thanks
guys. So Ben, remember, Ben is a prefix which means son of. Well, let's continue on with our lesson. We read in 2010, Yousef's autobiography, Son of Hamas, was released.
And Rebecca, before you go on.
Yes, yes.
That was the book that I was reading in the introduction to today's lesson, The Son of Hamas. I have only just begun it, but it is very interesting. And of course, it's a true story. His account is something he wrote himself. I recommend it.
It actually is a pretty intense book. I think I've read the first chapter or two, but I've actually heard the guy speak.
You heard him speak?
I heard him speak in person, and it was very powerful, incredible.
Wow, that would be very interesting. Okay, he has a very interesting perspective on this whole conflict in Palestine and Israel. Well, we continue here learning about a documentary called The Green Prince, and it now brings his story to the screen. So, that's what maybe you would like to see, that's what I would like to see, and we suggest you take a chance to watch it as well.
I definitely agree. Well, we want to jump down a couple of lines, a couple of sentences, where we read, "There he saw the true nature and brutality of Hamas and decided he must do something to save the lives of both his people and Israel's." Now let's talk about this phrase, true nature of. What exactly does that mean?
All right, that is how something is naturally or honestly, how it really is in real life. So maybe you can pretend to be something, but your true nature might be something else. All right, well, we do have more to learn, so stay tuned. Welcome back to Studio Classroom. Today we are learning the intriguing story of a man named Mossab Hassan Yousef. He has seen a lot of violence in his life and has experienced it himself. There's a documentary out called The Green Prince. And I was curious about something. Why green? Well, that's the color of the flag of the Hamas. So the name The Green Prince was actually a code name for him while he was in Israel. Well, earlier we learned that he saw the true nature of the brutality of Hamas, and he decided he must do something about it. What happened next? Let's find out.
The Green Prince. Yousef was recruited as a spy by Israeli security agent Ben Itzhak, who remained his handler from 1997 to 2007. Afterward, Yousef sought asylum in the United States against the wishes of Israel and his family. When American authorities suspected he was a terrorist, Ben Itzhak came to his aid. Yousef, now a Christian, speaks out about Hamas and the importance of loving your enemies to find peace.
Alright, 接下来我们看的是 handler 这个名词，它的动词是 handle，H-A-N-D-L-E， 意思是指处理或负责。所以名词 handler 就是指负责人或者是训练者。例如 ，the handler of this secret agent told him to hide in another country to be safe。这位特务的指导要他为了安全缘故躲在别的国家。Handler 也指驯兽师，例如 ，Sean is a professional police dog handler。像是位专业的警犬驯兽师。最后我们看的是 asylum 这个不可数名词。Asylum 是指庇护，特别是指政治庇护。例如 ，the refugees escaped from Afghanistan and sought asylum in England。这些难民从阿富汗逃出之后，在英国寻求了政治庇护。或者是 the French government accepted the revolutionaries' request for political asylum。法国政府接受了这位革命分子所申请的政治庇护。And now let's go back to our teachers.
Well, continuing on with our lesson, we read, Yousef was recruited as a spy by Israeli security agent Ben Itzhak, who remained his handler from 1997 to 2007. And what happens after that?
All right, well, that was a long time. And of course, he was a spy. Okay, so he was doing things that most people didn't know about, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, this word can also be a verb. You can spy on somebody, or you are a spy. And what is that all about? Afterwards, Yosef sought asylum in the United States against the wishes of Israel and his family. All right, so he sought for protection or safety in the United States.
Exactly. Now, we just saw this phrase, against the wishes of. Well, right now, it's time for us to take a closer look at this phrase with Liz.
Hello, friends. How are you doing today? My name is Liz, and here's a closer look at today's sentence. Afterward, Yosef sought asylum in the United States against the wishes of Israel and his family. Our focus today is on the sentence pattern. Subject, verb in past tense, against the wishes of somebody. Use this pattern if you want a fancier way to say how your subject did something even though somebody didn't support it or was against it. In the case of today's sentence, the subject is Yosef. What did he do? He sought asylum in the United States. But who didn't support this decision? Israel, as well as Yosef's family. Okay, let's have a look at some more example sentences. Let's suppose Dorothy decided to go for this job position at an orphanage, even though her mother was against the idea. So we can say, Dorothy took the job at the orphanage against the wishes of her mother. Here's another example. Let's say Nikki married Darren, but her parents did not like her decision at all. So we can say, Nikki married Darren against the wishes of her parents. And that's it for now. Thanks again for joining me here. See you next time.
Thank you, Liz. Well, though he sought asylum in the United States, people at first doubted his intentions. We read here, when American authorities suspected he was a terrorist, Ben Yitzhak came to his aid. Mm. He came to his aid. That means he came to help him in some way. Of course, aid is help.
Exactly. Now, there are other ways that you can use this phrase as well. For example, you know, Gabe, during filming weeks, sometimes I try to put the microphone on myself, and I always seem to struggle. And you know who comes to my aid?
Yeah, I know exactly who comes to your aid.
Who comes to my aid?
The person who comes to help you, his name is Frank, and he's a really nice guy.
No, Gabe. Lillian comes to my aid. She comes and helps me put on my microphone.
Yes, Lillian comes to Rebecca's aid, but sometimes Frank comes to my aid. Thank you, Lillian and Frank.
Yes, exactly. So do you have another example?
Well, yeah, I was thinking about Super Sentence Man. Yeah, because now there's a related phrase here to come to someone's rescue. When you're rescuing someone, you're helping them too. And of course, if you're ever struggling with your English, Super Sentence Man comes to the rescue.
Gabe, I feel like you're always thinking about Super Sentence Man, but that was a very good example. But I think we should continue on with our lesson.
All right. Okay, we continue here. Yosef, now a Christian, he speaks out about Hamas and the importance of loving your enemies. Let's take a look at that little phrase, to speak out about something. Mm-hmm. Here it means to share things publicly that many people would be afraid to talk about.
Exactly. Now, when I hear the phrase to speak out, I often think about politicians. So, for example, you could say, this one politician was not afraid to speak out against abortion.
Okay. That's an important issue to speak out about. Journalists around the world, they're not afraid to speak out about important things and events going on in the world. Now, many people need help. Do you speak out for others when they need it?
That's a very good question, Gabe. Well, there's one last thing that we want to talk about, and that is to love your enemies. Now that we see that at the very end of our lesson, it's easy to love people who love you and care about you, but what about those people who don't care about you and don't love you?
That's right. Well, Yosef, he is a Christian, so he follows Jesus, who's famous for saying, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you or who harm you. Okay, so love your enemies. That is a great message and one we want to leave you with as we go to our review skit.
Oh, there are so many conflicts in the Middle East.
Yes, and the struggle between Palestinians and Israelis has been one of the fiercest.
Will these two people groups ever be reconciled? No, never.
Well, I am Palestinian, and I have an Israeli friend.
So a connection is possible?
Yes, of course.
So tell me more.
I was raised to take my father's place as a leader of Hamas.
The Palestinian group Hamas?
Yes. But when I was 17, I was caught buying and transporting guns.
Oh, what happened?
I was sent to an Israeli prison.
Well, that's terrible.
Yes, but it was there I saw the nature and brutality of Hamas.
And then?
And I decided to do something to save the lives of both my people and Israel's.
Well, tell me, what happened?
I was recruited as a spy by Israeli security agent Ben Itzhak.
You were a spy?
Yes. It was 10 years of great danger. Afterward, I sought asylum in the United States.
Well, that's good.
But the American authorities suspected I was a terrorist.
Well, that's bad.
But Ben Itzhak came to my aid.
So you learned to love your enemies? What a great story!
It's not just a story, it's a documentary.
Really?
It is always in the news these days, the fierce struggle between the Palestinians and the Israelis. Many think they will never be reconciled. But there is a connection between Mossab Hassan Yosef, a Palestinian, and Gonen Ben Itzhak, an Israeli. And that discredits that thought. In 2010, Son of Hamas, Yosef's autobiography, was published. And in 2014, the documentary, The Green Prince, was released onto the big screen. Yosef was raised to take over the leadership of the Palestinian group Hamas, which his father was the leader of. But at the age of 17, Yosef was captured by the Israelis for buying and transporting guns, and he was put in jail. While in jail, he saw the brutality of Hamas, and he decided to do something to save his people and the Israelis. He was recruited as a spy by Ben Itzhak, an Israeli security agent. Eventually, Yosef sought asylum in the United States. And when the United States thought he was a terrorist, Ben Itzhak helped him. Now a Christian, Yosef talks about the importance of loving your enemies to find peace.
Thank you, Linda. All right, what should we watch if we have a chance?
The Green Prince.
That's right. Thank you for joining us here today, and we'll see you next time right here at Studio Classroom.
Hey, okay.